The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And Bill said he didn't get to tell us about, but what he wanted to add was that using a DOA shrimp, he caught two trout and a flounder on the DOA shrimp. But just to let you know also, Bill, that shrimp that Ted was talking about is called a Savage Gear 3D shrimp. Savage Gear. So who makes that? Who makes Savage Gear?
Savage. I think they're the ones that make the eel. They make the eel for... cobia, that big eel. Remember that eel?
Oh I loved that thing. Well, I caught some cobia on that a couple years ago.
It's called a 3D shrimp thermoplastic elastomer.
I'm
old hick.
Shiny, pretty, that sells every time.
Would you call me?
I'm an old hick. I can't pronounce these things, man.
I got called a redneck the other day and I was like, thank you.
I get that a lot. People, it's kind of funny. When I first got married, my dad would be talking to my wife. He'd go, what'd he say?
So, you know, I look at Facebook on Vic's posts a lot, you know, and try to share them when I can, when he makes it to where you can share them.
I've tried. I don't know how many times to do that.
I saw you fished with him.
I don't know why that's so selective.
You fished with him this year. You know, and I'll see somebody else fishes with him. Then I look over at Leon and I'm like, you know, we've been trying for how many years to fish with Vic?
I know.
That correction. Phone never rings.
Yeah, we haven't been fishing together this year, but last year.
Man. He's booked.
Yeah, the wizard got me my first pompano on a fiddler crab.
Sheephead fishing.
That's the way Leon and I were catching them.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He was up on the rocks.
Was he?
Yeah. I mean, up on the rocks.
Yeah,
I mean,
that doesn't surprise me. They've been everywhere this year. It was crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I had a little mini permit moment because on 4 pound test, a 2.5 pound pomp, man, he just lit out.
He
for the
smoked
channel.
You.
Yeah, he did.
You'll know.
Yeah,
it's
he
pump.
Went around the motor, and Chris was like, "You should have seen fighting that fish." But
yeah, I was like, "Well, it really helps." Like when you get somebody down from Minnesota, they're not going to know how that lower unit's built. I knew exactly how that lower unit's built. I knew exactly where my line is. I'm going around it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and they, I get a lot of people like, you know, we'll let those fish get on the transducers too. You know, same thing with trim tabs. You
oh,
know?
God.
Yeah.
Dude, my favorite. That was
the reason that my boat was supposed to come with trim tabs. I said, nope.
I think that transducer, that long cigar-like thing, there's more breakages on them than flu cases this year, I think.
I'm telling you, man, I'm telling my clients when they're in the back of the boat, when they're fighting that fish, I say, keep them away from the back of that boat. I don't care what you do. I'll talk you through it. Do not let him get back there. And, my stress level goes through the roof once that damn thing gets back there.
Well, your trim tabs goes up in your boat, so to speak. You know, the way yours is made, and that's better than a lot of them that I see that, you know.
The number one breakoff I get is on redfish when I'm in shallow water and I got my power poles down.
Yeah.
And they get behind the power pole. Don't let her get back there. Don't you tell them.
Ding, 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 ding. You hear the line going ding, 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 ding. Oh. And you're like, no.
Yeah. That or the trolling motor even.
I lift up the troll motor. When a fishing gets close, I bring the troll motor up.
Well,
I will not let them do it anymore.
I figured you high techers there with all the spot lock, and I figured that, you know, with spot lock, with that troll motor going all the time, I figured your number one break off would be them people letting the line get around the troller.
That happens only about once a year to me.
I've moved around a troller that's working, you're done. Yeah.
I moved them from the bow of the boat to the stern because they kept hooking into the troll motor.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, if you're on the bow, see that thing right there?
Stay away from it.
Yeah.
And you'll watch them. They'll throw straight up current, and it drifts right back.
Yeah, you'll see the loose line coming right.
You're like, hey, pay attention.
And then they're hooked up, and they're like, oh, I got one. I'm like, no, you don't stop. You know, and I cut it off, and they're like, it's not moving. I'm like,
Hey, I told you it wasn't.
There's see 50 where your line goes in the water. Yeah. Watch that spot.
And you hate it when they cast out about 100 feet of line or whatever, you know, and then it gets underneath there right off the bat, because then not only are you cutting off what's messed up on the prop and all that, but you're also cutting off that other 100 feet of line that's out there too.
Have you tried that quick release I gave you for the
Yeah.
That's the only thing I really like. Yeah. If they get hooked up, you take pull the trolling motor, unscrew that cap
Yeah,
you get pop it right off.
Pop off.
Get it off there. And yeah, it's funny. I got one. Yeah, you do.
Or we loaded up over there, aren't we?
Ted said that this, what's that?
Three people?
What?
I'm looking at your...
No.
Oh, I'm just reading.
No, there's nobody on the line.
Oh, right. Yeah, they knew Leon and I are here. They don't want to talk. Yeah.
That's a good call.
Ted said the back of that shrimp says Okuma Fishing Tackle Corporation.
They must have bought them out.
You got a picture of them? Is that a picture of it right there, Vic?
Uh-huh. Yep. Hmm. And it's made in China. Can you believe that?
Yes. Really?
Yes, I can.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, do you want me to send you a picture of that?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, which this or the,
that?
The whole shrimp, too.
Well, I'm glad.
You got a picture of the shrimp?
Yeah, I got a picture of the shrimp, too.
I want to see a picture of the shrimp.
Okay. I'm glad Vic mentioned that term for those little fish. You called them yellowtails?
Cause where
I come from, there's only one yellowtail.
It is yellowtail snapper.
And it tastes awesome.
Yeah, when I'm talking about this, it's those little ones. That's not a yellowtail snapper. But we just always called them yellowtails because, I mean, I never knew what they were until I looked them up. And
Bill didn't
they're actually mention. A silver trout, but they don't get very big at all.
No,
some people big have even, to steal your bait.
Some people have even called them shad, but they're not. No. They're not shads.
But Bill didn't mention what Ted's favorite expression is for them. He coins them turd rustlers.
I believe. I tell you what, tarpon love those things though.
Yeah.
You know, it's
they do. They make a good tarpon
indigenous bait, brother.
And I tell you what is surprising to me, a whiting makes a good tarpon bait.
Mm-hmm.
There's another indigenous bait.
Because and kingfish bait.
We have this group that goes out usually in July. It's me and Mike and Ron Schur usually takes them. And it's, four guys. It's two fathers and two sons, the father and son deal. And there's two of them. I mean, there's four people on each boat, And they want to take the kids out whiting fishing in Nassau, and they don't keep whiting, they don't keep them, but you can go out there, and have a lot of fun with them. And also that time of the year, of course, you're catching them bonnet head sharks. So they hook on to a big fish, and all that stuff, but it never fails. We always hook up a whiting reel. I mean, hook up a tarpon reel and whiting in.
Wow.
Every trip we go.
July?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. You hook that whiting, start reeling him up, that tarpon hits him, boy, I'm telling
you. The funny part about those little trout, though, if you want to get a bunch of them to go tarpon fish, you can't find them. I'm like, when you're ready for them, even in the deep holes and clapboard, that's where they are, and they're eating them in there, but you can't catch them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just went through 5 dozen bait on those things a week ago, and now I can't find one to tarpon fish with.
I know.
Yeah, it had me wondering, can I, take a hunk of that nasty cat food, throw it out there, give it about 2 minutes, and then toss the cast net over that area,
That might would work. That's how we used to catch croakers. See, we used to use croakers for flounder a lot when I shore fished.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times my dad would be working, in the summertime, we still wanted to go out fishing, and being that young and everything, but we would take and go out there and set you take a cat food can, and the old can openers that you just had the little triangle that you pop it,
the John Wayne
church key,
exactly, and we'd pop it six or seven times around or five times around or whatever, and then set it down, and then you set it down in 1 foot of water right there at shoreline.
Yeah.
Especially if you had a little shells and rocky bank there, And give it about 30 minutes to go out into the cast net. You get a bunch of them little old 2 to 3 inch croakers.
Mm-hmm.
Man, those are good flounder baits.
And you can jig that can, too.
Yeah.
Great trout bait, too.
Yeah. And then you could use the can back over again, see, because you'd drag it up in the net.
Right.
But you could use that back over. If you just pop the can open and threw it down there,
like going to the Arlington boat ramp. Go down there one morning when the shrimp are running to try to put your boat in, and you've got to dodge all the mud daubs and all the slick stuff on it. You're like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been like a junkyard lately.
We'll be right back.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com. Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning.
Were they back?
And we got Captain Chip Wingo on here. Why don't you put out your phone number there?
No.
Is it 614 or
904? It's 904-614-4989.
See, when you call
614-4989.
Yeah. Let me call in real quick.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel bad because I'm like 6 o'clock on the dot. I call in. It's like, Leon, if I don't call in right now, I'm going to forget.
Leon, you better jump on that too, man. Get when we your come number in here, there.
You know, when we start. Put your number out there, Captain Leon Dana.
All right. You can find me at 904-591-8906 if you like to fish the valley. And my website is palmvalleycharters.com.
And my website's not existing anymore.
Oh, man.
Non-existent.com.
Oh, they took something.
They told an MIA on you?
They did something, and I've emailed them and called them. And
yeah, we talked about that a long time.
Yeah, but you got a good Facebook page.
Do you own, own your... Your
my domain name, and
yeah, that you have the password that you own it.
Oh yeah,
I can get you hooked up.
Yeah, and they just erased it. I had 16 pages on my website, you know, and it's just gone. Now they got some stupid little thing up there, like a page or something up there.
Wow,
it's crazy, and I don't know what they did, but that's been some time ago. Yeah, when we talked about it,
been a while ago. You were telling me about everyone was trying to contact that web host or whatever, like something's going on.
Yeah, something's going on. I don't know if it went out of business or what. That's addr.com is who it went to.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if they just went out of business or if they just, maybe the Democrats told them a better way to do it or something. You know, I don't know.
Downsizing. So, downsizing.
Chip, are you, Leon, I know you use the ramp there underneath the Palm Valley Bridge. What about you, Chip? You use there a lot. How bad is the current in there?
It's not bad at all. I mean, if you don't pay attention and if your motor doesn't start and it's going out, the tide's going out and your motor doesn't start, there's a pole right there. And I've seen many people
donk it.
You're like, no. And you're looking at it, it's like a brand new Frontier or a brand new something bay boat. Mm. And you'll see the guy get on the boat and he slides down the trailer and still got his motor kicked way up.
Oh.
You know, and
you got about 15 seconds.
You know, a lot of times at the ramp, sometimes they seem to get irritated with you. They'll be backing out. Like if I'm at Beach Boulevard and they've got their motor half trimmed up, you can't steer your boat very well like that.
Mm.
And there's a bunch of, you know, like there'll be a couple of guides tied up and they back down and I'm like, hey, trim that motor down. It'll help you. And they just kind of scowl at you.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying, trim it down. You'll be able to control your boat. And they just, and then all of a sudden they're all over, and all the guides are running to get ready to push the boat off of theirs.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Are you guys running 3 blades or 4 blades?
I'm actually running a 3 blade.
Well, you actually like slow speed that way. Yeah, because I like my 4 blade once I get the revs up. Mm-hmm. And for general use, but maneuvering at slow speed, they are not as good as the
And I've tried on the 150 I had Yamaha and on this one now, the 250, and I tried the 4 blade on it and went back to the 3 blade because, you know, like,
where's your spare prop now?
My spare prop?
Yeah,
it's in the shed, boat shed. I don't want to keep it in
You don't want to keep it in the truck?
No.
After what happened last time?
No, I'll call my wife and say, bring it to me.
Leon, you open up Leon's hatch. There's spare prop, spare nut, wrench, blender.
In the boat?
Oh, yeah, I keep it in the boat, dude.
You say blender?
Blender, microwave.
See, I don't, so yeah. I got a spare stainless steel prop. I blew the hub one day.
Those things are heavy. What size motor you got?
115.
Okay, so your prop's not quite as heavy, but
yeah,
I got a heavy prop for that 250. Let me tell you, it's heavy.
Did you get the mini fridge working again?
No, it's still down, but I'll be putting it in this over the weekend.
Well, that generator fit perfect right underneath
the 15 kW.
Yeah, right underneath
the compartment.
No, the casting deck fits perfect right there.
Okay.
Yeah, vents real well.
Yeah, and easy access.
They make fun of us because we'll come up with all these gadgets we use, like line leader holders,
mm-hmm.
And those little clip-on cup holders. Those things are awesome.
Mm.
You know, and
Robo cups.
Yeah.
You know, we'll come up with some kind of gadget
stuffer.
If you can get it in the stuffing, stuff it in there. But I mean, it's like on the flats. But where do you have a spot to put cup holders?
You just clip it on.
Clip it on
the Christmas stocking.
You put them right underneath the casting deck and turn them in, and Leon puts them on the trolling motor. And I had that on there for a while, and, you know, I'd have a guy there, he'd put his beer in there, and I'd sit back, and every time he went to get it, I'd turn it.
He's reaching pretty, keeps turning, like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
So how many beers do you drink?
That'd be a GoPro moment. You can't seem to get right that.
You know, every time you pop the trolling motor up, his beer goes, you know, cruising down the boat. Sorry about that. I tell you what, I want another day on the rocks with Leon and I out there with people watching us.
That was hysterical. I know which one you're talking about.
We're sitting there joking, yelling at each other, like, and these people all around us.
We're going to blows. They really think we're going to blows. We're just giggling.
I'm like, hey, Leon, you're getting close to the rocks. Yeah, I know. Hey, Leon, you're getting close to the rocks. Hey, Leon, crunch. He's like, I know that. I'm just positioning the boat. Turn around, put the power poles down in the rocks.
That's how I do it.
I know you did that up there at White Shield.
That's where we were there.
Okay.
Just knocking some barnacles off.
Back up, power pole down into the rocks.
That's how you chum for sheephead, right? You just knock the barnacles off.
Knock the barnacles off with the power pole.
Did y'all see that 5-gallon bucket that the guy had of barnacles scraping? He got off a ship. Yeah, you said it's the second bucket this week. He's apparently he's got a big freezer and he's putting it down in the freezer for sheep's head chum.
Wow. Man, as long as they're just barnacles.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because Leon and I saw a post on Facebook of some guys that were sheephead fishing and it showed them harvesting oysters.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, rut-row.
Not on Facebook. Shouldn't do that.
But
other people troll Facebook, too.
Yeah. Yeah. They troll Facebook for reasons like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like I'm looking at that. I'm like, you know, oysters are great bait and great chum, but you've got to have the tag from the bushel on your boat.
Same thing with clams. Receipt.
And clams are the same way.
As long as you have the receipt showing that you bought them.
Nick, have you ever been checked for that?
Actually, I haven't, but, you know,
I don't want to be the first, I know.
Yeah. If I do get checked, I want to make sure I have it.
Yeah.
That's like when I
stick it in my wallet each time.
I shoot my toys. You know, I got all the paperwork with me. I think I've only been checked once in my life.
Yeah, and I had, a friend of mine bought oysters and all that stuff, and he gets in, and he was, you know, thinking he got the receipt out and all that stuff, stuck it on his dash, takes off, he gets out to the jetties, he don't have a receipt no more, it blew off. So.
Oops.
And yeah, thinking, I gotcha.
He called me and goes, you know, is that going to be a problem? I said, if you get checked, it is.
As long as you pay for it with your, if you pay for it with a card, you can actually go back if you had to and prove it. You might have to go to court to prove it. But,
yeah. You'd probably get a ticket while you're out there. But and I don't know what harvesting shellfish fines are, you know, without a license. I don't know.
Well, you're not supposed to knock the barnacles off the bridges.
Now, I want to know how that works, too. If you're not supposed to harvest shellfish, oysters, you know, but you can almost down to St. Augustine, you know, down the intercoastal down there where the open area is. So what if you went down there and harvested them and brought them back up here?
Good question. It's like the rules with cobia fishing federal waters.
Redfish.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, redfish too. But they can check your track. Like if you go out in the federal waters and catch cobia or stop in the local waters and then move around on your track and then go out and then come back and do it again, you can't have the limit. But if you went straight out to federal waters and straight back in.
Yeah, one track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's funny because I was looking, you know, on my depth finder the other day, I was lining up for black drum. I was trying to see the drop off and all that. And this guy was watching my depth finder, and he goes, man, what is that big old black mark through here? And I zoomed in a little bit. I said, that's my path. He goes, it's showing it all the way across the river. It's because I've been to the jetties and back a few times.
So many times.
Looks like you've taken a Sharpie.
It's a highway.
Yeah, it looks like you've taken a Sharpie and just colored in the river right there. It's what it looks like on my depth finder. I got the exact same
thing as myself. See, what I figured out was if you get to the boat ramp before Vic, and he puts his boat in and ties it off and goes to put his trailer up with the boat. You just jump on his boat and you pull up that track, and then you just look at it real quick. And where all the big marks are, where it circles it, you know, conglomerate.
Screenshots.
Boosh, and then you're like, okay, I got it. Where are you going today, Vic? Oh, I'm going up here. Okay, I'm going to the other side.
It's literally like, you know, from the Mayport base to Huguenot Park, all of that area, because, I mean, when I go out one day, if the wind's blowing out of the north, I'm traveling the north side of the river, if it's, you know, south or whatever. And so it's literally like you've taken a Sharpie and just colored the whole river right there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's what it looks like. You can't even tell where the shorelines are hardly, you know. But it's so funny.
You guys were both talking about pogues. When we come back from the break, I'll ask y'all a question about one thing over there. There's something I like doing different stuff, getting out of the box and breaking out from what I've been doing. So I'm going to be looking to get into the cobia fishing this year, this spring.
That's Leon.
Who?
Yeah, that's why I'm bringing it up. I got him. He's a captive audience this morning.
If he goes, huh? You know you're in trouble.
Leon Dana, best next door neighbor I ever had, man. I've been missing that ever since you left.
I know, man. That was some good days.
And to have a neighbor that's either got a weapon or a rod in his hand. Yeah, we were having a good time.
Yeah, he's my neighbor too.
The only thing that was glad to see me leave that neighborhood were the squirrels. I'm telling you, man.
Why would that be?
Give us a call if you got any questions for captains while we're up here.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A divided U.S. Supreme Court has stopped Louisiana from enforcing new regulations on abortion clinics in a test of the conservative court's views on abortion rights in America. The justices said by a 5-4 vote late Thursday that they will not allow the state to put into effect a law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals, saying it would shut down one of the state's few abortion clinics. A second woman now accusing Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault, saying the Democrat assaulted her 19 years ago while they were both students at Duke University. A lawyer representing 39-year-old Meredith Watson issued a statement on Friday alleging that Fairfax had carried out a premeditated and aggressive attack back in 2000. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was down 63 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 15th through Sunday, February 17th. It's the Jacksonville International Auto Show at the Pribe Osborne Convention Center. Check online for daily show hours. Friday, February 15th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, February 16th at 4 p.m. See and hear Stomp at the Times Union Center. And Saturday, February 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Nothing to worry about on the roads right now. Some smooth driving around town. As for the weather, cloudy, windy today. Looking for a high about 61 and cloudy and breezy with a 20% chance of rain tonight and down to 56 for Sunday through Monday. Expect cloudy skies, 30% chance of rain. High tomorrow, 66, just down to 61 Sunday night and up to 77 for your Monday. 57 currently at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
The Wizard of the Waterway.
And now we're back. And you had a question about COVID before we start talking about the El Cheapo.
I want to try something different. Uh-huh. I don't know how many different ways you've targeted them, Leon, because you used to have that little skitter that little skitter machine, that Ski-Doo or whatever.
Skitter machine.
What a horrible idea that was, man.
That yeah, damn thing took more years. You were everywhere on that.
Was everywhere, but that damn thing took more years off my life in my body.
Did you get a BR in that?
I've done everything. I have been 15 miles offshore.
How much gas did you carry with you?
A lot. a full tank, which I think was 16 gallons. I think that was.
That thing was amazing. But shark bait.
I kept, that was technically the name of
yeah,
the
can
chest.
You imagine having that great white out there that's around Kirk's boat?
I'll be honest with you one time. I came face to face with a giant bull shark going down the beach once.
They're probably meaner than a great white.
It was bigger than my jet ski when it went by. Mm-hmm. It just glided by me. I remember, I'm like, dear Lord, that thing is huge.
Yeah. You thought.
You want to talk about up close and personal when mm-hmm. you're fishing from a jet ski, it's just like a kayak. You're right there with them. Mm-hmm. You're there. I mean, and whatever it is, it's right there with you. Buddy.
Bull shark's got a look to them.
Dude, it looked like a Volkswagen bus
like
when
Mike
it went
Tyson.
By me.
Yeah.
It looked like a bus.
They
like
to eat turtles, too.
Cool.
They have been so protected, though.
So did
Tiger's
Chip.
That have, they protected them so much now that those things are huge. I mean, I've taken people shark fishing, each summer. You get people that say, I've never caught a big shark, so we go out here and catch a big shark. And we used to catch them like 4 to 8 foot, 4 to 7 foot, something like that. Dude, there's some of them things out there are 10 and 11 foot now.
Footers.
I mean, it's just like, and they're inside the jetties.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, outside the jetty, but I mean, they're also inside the jetties. And, you think about these, like that Jeremy Wade guy that was on River Monsters. Mm-hmm. They caught one that was 7 foot long, 1,600 miles up the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember anybody that I know of caught, a bull shark like in Trout River or Mandarin or something like that. But I've heard many a time where people are like, oh, yeah, man, I had this fish on. Must have been a big bull ray because he spooled me just to – might have been a big shark. I mean, you just never know.
Well,
so we don't
know
how
sharks.
Far these things go up the river.
I've seen black tips. I've seen spinners as far up as marker 3 at Palm Valley, breaching the water. I mean, I'm fishing. All of a sudden, he's flying through the air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, hello.
Yeah.
Dude.
We caught him up at the
Kurt
Buckman.
Walt said it best, okay? There's no fences. No there's fences. No gates.
Yeah, exactly.
No gates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'll go wherever they fish will go wherever they want.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember Mike telling me, y'all know where the boat ramp is Mike Darvo uses there?
Mm-hmm.
He was coming back to boat ramp one day, and there was a guy there trying to mess with he had a thresher shark that had line wrapped all around and tangled up.
Wow.
Mike went over
thresher?
And helped him, a thresher shark.
You get him in the river?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
about almost up to Dane's Point Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's like I think threshers are kind of like makos. I think they're more of a pelagic.
Delicious from what I understand.
I hear they're good eating, too.
Yeah. But you don't get near that tail.
Yeah, he said they had that thing. He said tail.
I've also been told don't let a thresher shark break the surface.
Yeah, remember Quint in Jaws? He had that big cut on his leg. What's that from? Thresher.
Yeah.
What's that one from? What was the other one from? Beer cap. Cut myself
Mary
with
Ellen a Moffitt.
Dander bled out.
So, Leon, where I was going with that, are you more of a fan of running those fish down and going and looking for them? Because what I'm thinking this year I want to try is just anchoring up and live baiting them with pogues, just start tossing pogues out. When I know that they inhabit structure, they are a structure kind of oriented mm-hmm. fish, so I wanted to get near some of the offshore spots, some of the reefs or wrecks, and start live chumming them.
Well, that'd probably help you a lot more,
I am by no far what I would consider an expert in cobia fishing, but what I do know, and I'll be glad to share it, is in the last few years, a lot of the Northeast Florida captains have realized that cobia are, during the wintertime, are coming into the wrecks, we're vertical jigging them, and it works extremely well. Wouldn't you say about the last 2 years now that we started getting into that?
Yes, well, it started more and more people found out about it. It was kind of kept hush-hush for a few years, and now more people know to go out and vertical jig. Now, you've got to go to 100 feet of water sometimes
and
stuff like that. But to answer your question about chumming them or just sitting there, if you go up to Brunswick – when the Kobe era and when the Kingfish run starts going on, we would sit out there and anchor up, especially when the tide started to turn and move out, anchor up on the cans that are way off the beach. And, you know, you're chumming for Kingfish, but you have pogies out, and we put them on balloons. And, you know, have two that were in the water swimming and then two on balloons. But those Kobe get in there, up there, I've never seen that many Kobe on the surface. It's crazy. You'll have all of a sudden six or seven come behind the boat, you know, and you'll hook two of them up. And on Kingfish rigs, which is not the best way to catch a cobia because you want to put heat to them most of the time, just get them up. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I've never seen that many cobia coming into one place at one time. And all you're doing is anchored up, or you can use a spot lock now and just sit there and, you know, just your regular chum that you're chumming for Kingfish or a bag. Bags work the best. And put your baits out, and you'll see them come up. We got on a bite up there when you're so hot and heavy that we didn't care about catching Kingfish. We limited out on Kobe, and they're like, all right, let's go catch a king. Oh, wait, we're in a tournament, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know, for food quality. But a lot of guys will go out on those wrecks like you're talking about, or used to now that these are spot lock, but they go up current of it and take your pogies and bounce them off the motor or the deck of the boat to where they hit, and then they kind of flutter around. And as you're drifting across the top of it, after you've put out about 15 of them, the Kobe will come up off the bottom and feed on them. You know,
so you're stunning one of them?
Yeah, you stun them so they'll run around in circles and everything else.
It'll be the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. But, and it works.
Yeah.
You know, and people are anchored up, and, you know, there'd be people anchored up on certain parts of it, but you just go right through them, you know, drift right back through, and all of a sudden you're over off to the side, and you've got all the Kobe up. And they're looking at you like, figure wagon, you know, you just chummed all those fish up.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I want to give that a shot this year and devote some more
Leon covered so much ground on that.
Yeah, he did.
The great thing was how fast I could cover ground.
Yeah.
And I could go from 20 feet of water to 45 feet of water in seconds.
Yep.
And I would use the sun as to an advantage. And I keep that sun in my back so I can always scan the water level for any type of water, you know, a Kobe on the surface or a sea turtle.
Or a bull shark fixing to take
you. Bull shark trying to run me down. You know, hey, I only fell off that ski like twice. One time I was being pulled over by a fish. I got pulled over fighting a big old grouper. And that video does exist, too.
So does the one with the big Kobe he kept trying to tail whip.
That is, yeah, it does. That is, if you ever want to watch a debacle, that is the best video ever. You will literally be on pins and needles.
I'm surprised
you got beat. Cussing at me.
You got beat?
Oh, no, I won. I won the fight. That big 55-pound Kobe I caught on the jet ski, I actually had the video from hookup to landing. And I did absolutely everything wrong to lose that thing once it got boat side. And it's just... you just leave yourself shaking your head like you're an idiot, Leon, or I need to pause this and go get a drink and come back and watch the rest of this
video. It's not like you're running from bow to stern on that thing.
Yeah, but if he put that up on YouTube, he would probably have a new motor with all the hits.
Yeah.
I mean, he would get off it because it's hilarious to watch because you can if you fish with Leon and he gets frustrated about missing a fish or something, you'll understand better.
Yeah, you watch that video. I'll take.
I've been there when he was learning to sheep's head fish. Yeah, I've been there.
Mm.
Yeah, remember the day Vic or Kurt came over and said, "Are you okay?"
Yeah, that's right.
He heard you
cussing those fish left.
He heard you. I was like, "Don't break your rod. Don't snap that rod over your knee. You'll catch one."
God, that's been a long time ago. You're
it
right.
It was, but that's remember, Kurt, come ago. Over and, hey, man, are you everything okay? must have been like when you and Leon were fishing. You were
oh, it was
about.
Hilarious. Yeah. Oh, we're going back and forth, and it was like two squirrels. I mean,
just
chattering at each other, and these people are like looking over at us.
Any minute, one of those guys is going to get thrown over the side. But we were totally just baiting each other. It was hysterical.
And 2 seconds later, I hooked that big drum, and Leon's like, "Are you going to get that thing to the boat?" I'm like, "I'm using freaking 1,000 reel here."
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Speaking of which, we ought to head up there and see if that guy's out there. Yeah, with the big... Oh, yeah.
Straw hat guy.
When that straw hat guy's at
the I know Vic jetty. Knows who you're talking about. I know you got to know that guy.
Give us a call if you like. We've got one more segment to go. 222. Hey, 255.
Was that a distracted moment?
Shiny.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Yeah. And we're back this morning. And talking about like it in April, like the end of April, middle of April, end of April, you know, be up,
which going will be down here the beach. Before we know it.
Oh, yeah. going up and down the beach hunting for cobia and stuff. And then a lot of times, you know, it's like you give that up and you go over there and sit on the end of the south jetties, you know, and try to sheephead fish. And you got three or four cobia swimming to your boat right there. I mean, it's like you're not ready for them. And it's like, look at that. There they are right there. Right there, you know? Excuse me. And they're right there, too. I mean, when they do that, you know, but we want to talk about the El Cheapo. Matter of fact, mentioning El Cheapo, we got Trina on the line. Morning, Trina.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. We just fixed to talk about it. I got it right here in front of me.
Hey, Trina. And, good morning.
We talked. Perfect timing.
Good morning. Yeah, it is. We talked about a little bit of it a while ago in the first hour, but I always try to promote as much as I can.
I was up that early, and I thought, well, I don't want to call right away when the show starts. I want to wait a little bit, and then I got busy and realized it was almost time for the show to be over.
it's almost over, matter of fact.
Wow.
Less than 10 minutes. So so let's go ahead. We've got March the 9th at Mayport Boat Ramp in Florida. Mm-hmm. It's the El Cheapo Sheepshead Tournament. Let's see. Today's, what, the 9th? So you still got a few more days before the entry fee goes up over $100.
Yes.
And so it's still $100 until February 17th.
Yes.
So, so anyway, we got, of course, you know, we've talked about the first prize being 2019 Carolina Skiff, 18 footer center console with Suzuki four stroke on a Magic Tilt trailer. Second place is the, 14 foot Carolina Skiff with a Suzuki four stroke. And I don't know, the poster I have here doesn't say what size motor that's. Oh,
I think I saw a 70 hanging on that first place boat, and I haven't seen the second place boat since it was rigged.
Well, if it's
but I'm pretty sure
if it's a 70 on that first boat, that's worth quite a bit of money right there by itself.
It's either a 60 or 70, but because when I saw it at the boat show, I remember thinking to myself, wait a minute, I could be wrong. It could be a 60, but either way, it's a Carolina Skiff on a boat motor trailer package.
Yeah, for $100 entry fee, you can't beat that.
Yeah, the first prize through fourth place is you can't lose with any of those four.
Well, that little boat for these waters, for what we've got, this incredible fishery we have here, is just amazing.
Yes, yeah. It is.
A whole lot you can do with that boat.
There sure is. Sure is.
And this year you also have the junior angler division, which you've had, and the ladies division.
Kayak.
And in the kayak division. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, the raffles, always a fabulous raffles that they have there. Yeah. So I always try to tell people, you know, they're like, I said, you ought to go out there. You know, they got a huge raffle, and they're like, well, we're not in the tournament. And I said, you don't have to be in tournament. Just go buy raffle tickets.
And we do have people come out just for the raffle tickets and even just for the T-shirts. We got some pretty kicking T-shirts.
Did they change any of it from last year?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Sure did.
Yeah, I'm wearing my El Cheapo sweatshirt this morning, and I'll tell you what, those are thick. Those are nice. And and my El Cheapo hat with the camouflage brim on it. I love that thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like that one,
too. Pretty well the last couple of years in this tournament.
Yeah, I liked it when they came out with these hats. That was a different design, you know, as far as having the, you know, the camouflage brim on it and all that. That's pretty neat. You know?
I like all the digital camo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Nice. Yeah. That's why I wrapped my boat with it. I just like that that style.
I don't recognize that voice.
You don't recognize this one?
There he is.
Chris Nichols, I recognize.
The guy who's always hunting.
Chip Wingo. Yeah, we got Leon Dane in here, too.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Leon.
Yeah, Vic will be tired of us for about 6 months now. We'll come back again in 6 months.
His ears are going to be ringing until about noon.
Nah,
yeah, no kidding.
I'd like for him to come in more often, but they're just always busy, you know.
Right. You know, I was counting, and I encourage everybody to weigh, no matter what fish you get. If it's a legal fish, weigh that fish. There are about 40 opportunities to get a prize in that tournament.
There you go.
Don't not weigh your fish because you think, it's not going to count for, you know, a place position. There are so many opportunities. You got 5 opportunities to win a $100 gift card from Academy Sports for like a mystery weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. I mean, people's asked me about the mystery weight before because they've heard me talk about it on here, the 5 mystery weight prizes. But, I mean, you could have a 1.5 pound sheephead, you know, and win one of the mystery weights. You just never know.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy said something about that the other night, Trina. Remember that guy said that about the smallest sheep's head at the meeting the other night? So, yeah.
That was Pete, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And the bottom line is, like you're saying, don't the walk of shame turns into the happy dance, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't know.
Well, yeah. If you win $100, I mean, that's you know, you got your entry
fee
back.
Yeah, that's not shabby.
That's right.
I wouldn't flush it down the toilet.
That's right.
I mean, that's $100 free at Academy or anywhere.
Exactly.
I can burn through that in about 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's just like cash, though. That's just like cash, you know.
It is.
Because if you're a fisherman, you're gonna spend $100 on tackle sooner or later anyway.
If it gets any bigger, you're gonna need a bigger tent.
Exactly. Yes.
You're gonna. You know, it's. I hope that tent makes it. You had that tent totally packed full last year.
Yes.
And man, I tell you what, it's not just a tournament. It's like a festival.
It is. It's getting to be like that. It's so great.
Yeah.
Well, and it's almost like a reunion because we've got so many people that come back year after year, and you know we probably chat here and there through the year, but we get to see each other that those 2 days, and we get to hang out and talk and catch up, and it's just a great event.
It is. It is a huge, huge deal. It's.
I'm happy I get to fish it this year.
What is it now? Yeah, Trina, is it 17 years? Or how long has it been going on now?
This is 19 years.
19 years.
Wow. Man.
Because I got my Roman numerals wrong. But I forgot about the whole XIX thing. But, yeah, this is the 19th year of the tournament. The tournament started with about, I think, 8 anglers the first year. And the biggest year we've ever had was just over 450 entries.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
We've been hanging. Last year we were over 300, but we didn't break the 400 mark, I don't believe. I can't remember the exact number right off the top of my head. But
Do you know how many you got this year?
Right now we're right about 40.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I mean, we know Jacksonville's a walk-up town. Yeah.
What would the captain's meeting be without a line around the building? I mean, it would be way entirely too organized.
Yeah, it's a lot better if you go ahead and pre-register, which I need to do. So
it is, and right now there's a contest going on. There's a Facebook page called Sheepshead, Everything Sheepshead, or something to that effect. And there's a contest going on. If you register early before, I want to say it's before the 17th, I'll have to check on that, but we're going to do a random drawing, and one of the people that are registered early is going to get a refund. Actually, two people. El Cheapo's donating an entry, and that Facebook page is donating an entry.
Oh,
so,
that's excellent.
Yeah. So, yes, you have to enter to be in the contest, but you will get your entry fee refunded. So that's a, you know, good incentive to go ahead and get registered.
Yeah, I'm glad that's you great. Mentioned that.
That
there's a big incentive.
Unless it's a Cat 5 hurricane or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's great. Well, I sure appreciate your call. And, you know, of course, we'll be keep promoting this thing right on up to the day.
Absolutely.
Sure do appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Trina.
And
thanks, Vic.
Call Captain Chip Wingo. What's your number?
904-614-4989.
Captain Leon Dana?
904-591-8906. Thanks, Vic.
You're welcome, and I appreciate y'all coming in here. And made a great time. I tell you, it was really good. And be sure to tune in to All About Florida Law, and which is a show coming on next. And we will be back next week.
We might need him, Leon.
Yeah,